Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Point for the red team.
Under fire.
What's good? What's happening? This is the Gamer Zone Show. I'm Lindeni, the long-awaited, and I'm definitely not alone.
I'm here. It's BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing. And we are back again with another beautiful episode, and we do hope that you guys enjoy the episode with us again yet today.
Yeah, man. Look, so many times you get to hear friends and people around, even on the internet, they telling you that, look, there's a game that I'd specifically recommend for you.
Yeah.
There's games that they say, okay, you should play this, you shouldn't play that.
Mm.
But there's times where we've also played games and we're like, man, like, I wish I could tell so many people about them.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, would you ever recommend it? And would, do you think people would ever, like, trust your opinion?
Mm.
Have you ever had that situation where people never trusted your opinion on games or anything, like even music-wise?
Yeah, true, man. I mean, it's always been the case because I've always played games that a lot of people don't play, but when they actually play them, it's just like, wow, I didn't know about this game, you know? And I think it's because there are certain games where you play and you realize at very standard game releases, like there's no mods or anything, the game is actually boring, right? But once you add
a
couple of stuff, you add this, you add that to it, just a little bit of some sauce, man. Like, it is a beautiful game to play, man. And I think that has been the case with me for quite a long time because I like to try games that a lot of people don't play. Because with that case, the demand is very low, meaning the price is very low. And I get to have my way with the game. And, you know, and I think with that happening, I can, you know, get myself an experience that a lot of people don't get. You know, something really exclusive.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. And I also play games where, like, some people would be like, ah, come on, man. Would you really play this? Why would you want to play that? But one of the games that I really enjoy and specifically online is Back 4 Blood. So Back 4 Blood is like a four-man shooter. It's similar to, what was the game? There was Left 4 Dead, which was mostly on Xbox.
Yeah.
And people enjoyed that as well as on PC. So it's a similar game. And then you go up against zombies and hordes, and there's different variations of zombies, actually. And you go through, they're not called dungeons, but then you go through these places, and then now these zombies are actually, like, amplified and much more dangerous. But then those dungeons are kind of hard to find within the map that you're exploring. So you need to kind of actually explore and look for it. But now it makes it so difficult that some people end up dropping out of the game, even though we're playing, like, co-op.
Yeah,
but I've had instances where the game was so difficult that, like, people just dropped out, and then I'm like, man, come on, bro, like, you're leaving me alone here and stuff. But you still get the bots trying to help you and save you, and you still got your old, like, type of genres or type of players, which is like the medic, you've got the support characters, you've got the assault. So you're always kind of protected in that aspect that you're never gonna go low on health unless that is, like, you just being reckless. But it's actually a quite good game. Like, if you love zombies, and it's not a scary game. I mean, it's just one of those games where, like, you just enjoy, and it's very difficult at times. You really need a companion with you, even if it's just two of you and the other two are bots, but it's actually quite good.
That sounds really interesting, man. I mean, I like games where you gotta collab with, like, some people, and, you know, it actually stimulates your brain in some kind of way because you have to think, you know. And I like games like that where it doesn't become tedious, you don't get bored, and you just constantly have to be on your toes, man, just coming up with ideas and being smart about the whole situation, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is, basically, because you could rile up, like, the wrong enemy, which is like some huge monster, and then it could kill you, like the whole team could just be dead. So yeah, you gotta be smart and attack the weak points, and it's quite, like, it's a good shooter game.
That's really nice, man. That's really nice. And I think the game that I think is, like, really cool for me is, like, Forza. I think I've always spoken about Forza. I still think Forza is a beautiful game. that people have to try, because I think Forza is a beautiful game, but people don't play it enough to know. And I think because also it's a Xbox, you know, based game, you know, it's got a bit of some problems. But if you have a PC, if you have a Windows operating system on your phone, maybe, like, you could just try out the game, you know. It's just a beautiful game for anyone to play, be it Forza Motorsport, Forza Horizon. It's just a beautiful, if you love driving, if you love things that are very much theme based and car based, and you can do whatever it is you want, particularly Forza Horizon 3, where you have an infotainment system. I don't know. I think I'm a little too obsessed about this, or it's me alone, but I think it's the best thing to ever happen, man. Imagine listening to your radio, your 947, your Active FM, or whatever it is, like, just listening to it while in the game. Like, I don't think anything could beat that, man. Like, it's the most beautiful thing that I think Microsoft had came up with, because this is just beautiful, man. Like, I loved it so much. Within the game, there's also a storyline, you know, it's not your typical Forza where you have a rival and you have to fight up the ranks, you know. You could just butt it out and, you know, chill with your buds and, you know, have a nice ride and cruise around the city. It's just a beautiful game, man. Like, it's just wow. Just wow.
Okay, okay. And I'm guessing it's, like, easy to set up the whole radio thing where, like, you just want to listen to your type of music or whatever you want to play in the car.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely, man. It's not even a mod. Like, it's within the game. It came with the game, where there's a section where you have to pick the kind of music that you like, and also you could add your own, like, Spotify account, your own Groove Music account, your own iTunes, your own YouTube, whatever. Like, you could add as much as you want, and you would listen to it day in, day out. You would think that you're not even in a game, you know. You would think that you're actually driving a car, because it's just so realistic in terms of physics, in terms of the music that you know, in terms of the graphics themselves. I think Forza Horizon 3 came early 2014, 2015, somewhere around there, but the graphics were almost as though the game came out in 2019, 20. You know, like, it's just, it was insane. So yeah, man, it's just out there.
Okay. Nah, that sounds interesting. I hope, like, games like Need for Speed can, like, take that and put it onto, like, consoles like PlayStation or Xbox, at least. Because I know on PC you could do the mods and then change it up. But, I mean, if a game can come out, like, on release just like that, that would be, like, so cool. Like, I'll probably go back into playing racing games again. But, yeah, that's cool. So, another one for me is Nioh 2. So this one is free on PS Plus at the moment. So at the time of this recording, it is free. But this game is really, like, difficult, like, super, super difficult. So, I mean, even the first one was free on PS Plus. So it's similar to Dark Souls, Bloodborne. It's a Souls type of game, but also unique because it's set in Japan. Now, this one is set in the past before the first game, whereas you create your own protagonist. You basically a human who can also transform into a demon, which are called yokai. And then you can go around, like, slaying these monsters and killing them. It sounds open world, but it's actually not open world. You can explore on the maps, and you can actually summon other players in the game, but then they come in as NPCs. So this is where, like, you know, it becomes a little bit fun and tricky. So you being the person that's playing the game, in each level, if you want to, you can just drop these gems on the, like, the ground, and then each person that plays the game, if they want to summon you specifically as the Phantom into the game, then they can assist your player that looks exactly like you, that has the exact weapons you have, everything, and to assist them. And also, depending on the level that you use to drop it there. So you could be at high level and you get, obviously, the rewards for helping them out, even though you didn't even jump into the game. But it's also quite cool. And you can basically summon up to two people. You can have a Phantom and another person who's, like, a real life person that can play with you in the game. And it's really, really, really difficult. And there's a different variation in monster types. It is not that boring and plain simple. Like, you know, sometimes I'll play Dark Souls and feel like, ah, man, I've seen this thing ever again. Like, skeletons the whole time. This one is different. There's dogs, there's skeletons. There's, like, weird birds that are, like, mutated. There's so many other weird things that happen around. It also gives you that scary vibe where, like, you actually wonder if you're going to complete this level without dying. I mean, most times you are going to die, but
it is
quite cool. And I'm about to finish the game, so I'm just like, man, this game is like really long and amazing. So, yeah, I highly recommend that if you like difficult games like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's really good, man. I mean, I like the aspect of variation, man, and I really like the lack of it being tedious. I mean, I say again, it's just nice how games are just so variable, have a lot of variation within them. And I think games should all have variation within them, because now if you're going to have the same thing over and over again, people are not going to feel as though they spent their money well on a game, you know, because you're going to have this one thing on the first level and you experience the same thing on the second, third, fourth, sixth. It's like listening to a song and they keep on repeating the same line throughout the song, you know, and it's not something that anybody wants. Some variation, keeping you on your toes, seeing the game, you know, kind of evolve into something bigger, and, you know, just it being a good challenge and a good stimulus for your brain to kind of see that and, you know, keep on enjoying the new flavors that you experience within the game, and, you know, just feeling like the game is new all over again each time you get to a new level. And I think that is what one thing that is very important for games to incorporate, you know.
Yeah
man. And I think the game that I think, speaking of variation, is Assetto Corsa. You know, it's another racing game, similar to your Gran Turismo, similar to your Need for Speed Most Wanted, well, the whole series of Need for Speed, similar to your The Crew 2 kind of vibe, but on mods it would seem like The Crew 2, but if you know what The Crew 2 is, it's also a racing game where you kind of have a house and all of that stuff. But with Assetto Corsa on mods, you know, because the base one is simply just racing around with just beautiful graphics, but on the mod you can actually install maps like a whole city where you can actually drive around, you can actually have mods on the cars, like have cars that are not necessarily in the game, but you can also add those games to those cars to the game, and also infotainment system. Also, some rainy weather where it's like insane graphics, the streets, the look of the game, the feel of the game, the physics, the mechanics are just insane. Like, it's a beautiful game to just drive around, cruise around, similar to your Forza Horizon 3 and all the way to 5. Like, it's just beautiful, man. Like, the game has this thing where you can actually drive around within the city and be in a kind of a speed chase, you know, and the simulation of the cars is made in such a manner that it's a challenge to kind of get through all the traffic. It's like the traffic in Los Angeles, like, it's insane, you know, and you can, you know, have some variation within the traffic, and you can alter that as much as you want, to having the least traffic to the most traffic. You can get on the mods with your friends who are online from all over the world. It's a beautiful game. And you can choose also things like your suspension, you know, the nitty-gritty stuff, infotainment system. You can literally watch a YouTube video on the infotainment screen in your car, which is just mind-blowing for me. Something that Forza Horizon 3 did not have, but with this Assetto Corsa, it's just wow.
Yeah, you know,
and
sick.
Imagine just, yeah, it's sick, man. Like, it's just sick. You've got these beautiful constellation lights on top, like in your Rolls Royce, which you can install and you can change the colors, and it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. And it's also got this force feedback on the steering wheel and on the joystick, so you actually feel like you are in a real car, provided you also have a virtual reality stereo device. It's just beautiful, man. It's just beautiful.
Man, you really like these racing games, bro. I guess that's like,
yeah,
if we had a top five, you'd probably have the majority of just like it being racing games and maybe just one shooter, probably.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
All right, I see. Definitely, I see. Man. Well, my last one for this one, it's The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. So this game, of course, I think even now on the net, is probably like making waves because I've seen the price went up. And everything is just like looking crazy. So This game is just basically an open world role-playing game where you need to go save a girl by the name of Ciri. But now you play as a guy named Geralt, who's a witcher. And I'm sure you've seen the Netflix series. Most people have seen it. Similar to that. It's just that now it's in a game where you make the decisions and you make the choices. Now, you could make anyone angry. You can make anyone happy. But it is going to come back and bite you. And they might help you. They might not help you in the storyline. Now, you go around slaying monsters. You slay ghouls. You slay wyverns. A whole lot of different types of monsters that you'd face. Even cows. I just forgot the name of that cow, what it's called. But then it looks like a cow, but it's not a cow. And like, it gets really, really mad when you kill, like, I think when you kill, is it more than 10 cows? And then it just summons up and then it starts killing you. So it's like, it's got a question mark over its head, even to show you that, like, it's on a level that is like way above you that you could never kill it. You even fight stone giants that are like just so weird, and you explore the world. It's like super, super good, man. And right now they released a statement, which is CD Projekt Red, which is the developer of this game. They said that they're going to make an update coming on the 14th of December, and it's going to be like really, really, really wild. And even on PS4, Xbox One, Xbox Series and PS5. So the newer gen consoles are going to get the best update features, including the Netflix stuff, which we're not sure what the Netflix content is yet, but it's just going to be fully upgraded. It's going to look better. It's going to look clean, because so many people would say, yeah, I've modded Skyrim and it looks cleaner than The Witcher, but now The Witcher is actually going to look cleaner than the mods. Whereas The Witcher doesn't even need mods. It just looks clean on its own.
Whoa.
And it's got a whole different variation. It's coming with two DLCs as well, so which is the Hearts of Stone and Blood and Wine expansion. And the Blood and Wine expansion is like the best, because it comes with a whole new map, different area, different monsters that you fight. Man, like, I've put in like over 100 hours into that game. I've played it like twice and maybe three times even. Yeah, played as a good guy and a bad guy. And I think right now I'm not going to buy it yet again, because I sold my copy. I'm probably going to wait until I get a PS5 and get the full experience of the update, because on PS4, I don't think I'm going to experience it that much. And I really want to get a PS5. Yeah. So hopefully next year, I'm going to get a PS5 and play the game again, which is what I highly recommend.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool, man. That is really cool. And I like the creativity when it comes to the characters of the game. Like, it's just beautiful, man. Like, imagine having to fight a stone giant. Like, that's insane. That's insane.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and they all have really different elemental effects. So sometimes your weapon might not work on it. So now you need to kind of go into your inventory and change it up, use different spells. And it's like a whole cool game, man.
Like, that's just beautiful, man. Like, I like content-based games, and also paying attention to every other aspect. But, you know, the content is just there, man. Like, it's there. You know, so yeah, man, I like games like that. I like games like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, speaking of content, like, filled games, the game that I got recently, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, it's just beautiful, man. Like, it's an insane game. It's just doing what it should. It's just beautiful, man. Like, I think, if you are into action movies, if you are into beautiful storylines, if you are into following trails and, you know, kind of, it's almost as though you are free, but you're not free per se. It's like you're semi Grand Theft Auto, but you're still on a mission. You still have a military base. You still have to go shoot down people. You still have a game plan. You still have to follow certain rules and regulations, but there's a level of freedom, there's a level of personality that you can add to the game, which is just insane. I think Modern Warfare has just upped the stakes. It just broke into a new level of entertainment. Like, it's just beautiful, man. Like, the game is just doing what it should, and the graphics of the game, the content, it's just where there's a lot of scenes where it's either or. You know, and you can either choose whether you want to take this way or that way, where it's beautiful because you're part of the plan now and you know exactly what the plan is to go and kill the enemy. You speak with your station commander and such, and you know, you can choose whether you want to kill or attack the enemy in a particular manner. or in another manner, and it's just beautiful, man. Like, the graphics of the game, it's the minor conversation, the nuance conversation that you have on the way to the mission. You could choose to have a conversation with your pal, do this, do that, and when you get there, it's just a beautiful thing, man. It's not a slapstick, do this ABC and we're done, you know, A to Z. Like, you could drag it out as much as you want, play around with it, you know, have a feel around the game, and just have your own way within the game. Like, it's just beautiful, man. Like, it's just one of those games where I'm not a fan of shooting games, but when I saw that game and I played it and I just enjoyed it, I was just like, wow. It's giving me a different view of shooting games, and, you know, I'm having a different experience with the whole thing. You know, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds interesting, man. That sounds really, really good, man. Like, I haven't even played it yet. And normally you see with games like that, like, that I know, yeah, that I'm going to get, I don't even go on YouTube to watch it, because I'm a fan of Call of Duty, man. I'm like, I love the game.
Yeah.
And I'm keen to getting it for myself. So I'm like clueless at the moment, but like, I'm hoping to get it, like, maybe with the PS5 next year. I'm just like, cause I'm thinking about it. I'm really saying, okay, fine, I'm going to break the bank next year. Just like, yeah, you know, when, yeah, I get paid, yeah, I'm just going to be like, okay, here's my money. Just take it. Give me a PS5 and then hopefully recover it the next month or do some side hustles. Cause, yo, man, people have been telling me about these games that, like, oh, I'm enjoying it on the PS5. And I'm like, man, I wish I was the same. I wish I could play that. But yeah, that sounds good.
It is, man. And you don't want to miss it. Play it or be told.
No, that's cool. Well, we've come to the end of our show, and we're going to have to give you a part two on the next podcast, but you can let us know on our socials what you're enjoying, what you recommend for us to play, or anyone out there who can play. And if you agree with us or you disagree, you know, just let us know. Hit us up on our socials. But from my side, I'll just say, keep gaming, stay safe. BZ, what you got to say?
Yeah, man, be good, stay safe, and yeah, man, it's your boy BZ, the show that shows you, that shows what they should be showing. Enjoy, and yeah, man, please stay safe and stay gaming.
Active FM radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.